Encounters with Grace, looking for love in all the right places. Encounters with Grace is a compilation of essays, prose, and images based on the musings of the urban herbalist Charlene Marie Muhammad. In 2019, Encounters with Grace is dedicated to 365 days of Finding Nemo, never-ending moments of openness to the universal principles of peace. Encounter number 5, Guilty as Charged. Guilt is an interesting emotion. It appears to straddle the lines of love and fear. Although in a court of law, it is the last thing one wants to hear, because the criminal justice system is supposedly built on the notion that one is innocent until proven guilty, I see 99% of us living our lives as though we are guilty until the light shines on our innocence. From a loving perspective, feeling guilty may be an indication that we have violated our own inner moral compass by some thought, deed, or action. Our guilt then reminds us of the need to atone to self and others whom we may have wronged. Fear, though, leads to guilty feelings predicated on irrational thoughts we dwell on about our self-worth in the eyes of other people. The smart folks at Psychology Today write that, quote, "A person can feel guilty for something he did, for something he didn't do, for something he thought he did, or for not doing enough for another person," end quote. This article on guilt further explains that, quote, "From a cognitive point of view, guilt is an emotion that people experience because they're convinced they've caused harm. In cognitive theory, the thoughts cause the emotion. The guilt of emotion follows directly from the thought that you are responsible for someone else's misfortune, whether or not this is the case. People who experience guilt on a chronic basis, according to cognitive perspective, mistakenly suffer under the illusion that they have caused other people harm. This negative emotion follows from their tendency to misinterpret what happens to them and not to question the logic of their conclusions," end quote. It's challenging enough to walk the peaceful path on a daily, yet if in our own minds we are constantly beating ourselves up with sledgehammering thoughts of how we are living all wrong and causing all the wrong that there is in the world, finding grace becomes unreasonable. It is key that we step back and observe who and what is influencing our thoughts, since it is our thoughts that give birth to our feelings and emotions. Yes, indeed, each of us owes a duty to the collective will, yet we cannot do our duty to others until we have mastered the duty to self. Accepting and embracing the duty to self is not an act of self-interest. It is an act of self-love. Loving self will not necessarily eliminate guilty feelings, especially since love requires one to stand on established principles that, when violated, leads to introspection, atonement, and inner growth. But when we do make up our minds to stand in love with fierce compassion, the irrational thoughts that keep us steeped in anxiety, grief, and guilt cannot last, as two opposing forces cannot occupy the same space at the same time. Love trumps fear every day.